Camel Country 107.9, the Valley's new country leader.
Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining the Maria and Chad show. Saw your article about saving money and going to Vegas. How could we not talk with you?
Yeah, who doesn't want to get a cheap flight to Vegas, right?
Oh, wait. I thought you were just going to tell us how to save money in Vegas, like not lose.
Don't go to the blackjack table. I don't know.
Producer JP was telling us he retired from blackjack, and we don't know that story yet. But tell us how we can save money on flights to and from Vegas.
So we just got done testing a variety of different airlines. And one of the tricks I would say that I don't think a lot of people know is that Frontier, Allegiant, and Spirit, and it sounds like totally like not something that would happen in the year 2019, but if you physically go to the airport and book it at the airport, you can save up to $18 each way on your ticket, because they do something called an electronic carrier fee if you book online.
Okay.
So the federal government says they can charge this fee if it's an optional charge. So your option is to go to the airport. So that was how we were able to get a $21 ticket one way on Allegiant and a $23 ticket on Frontier.
When you spoke to those airlines, they actually had people walking in buying tickets. That seems
My wife does it all the time for Allegiant. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I think it's Sundays and Mondays they're open at Mesa Gateway.
Right, and that's the trick. Allegiant, it's Sunday and Monday, I think from noon to 2 is the time. So you have to go during that specific time for them. For Frontier, it's a little more flexible. They open their ticket counter an hour before each flight. So you just have to be there within that window to book. I will say that when I went, of course, the passengers who are flying that day take precedence, so you kind of have to wait around a little bit. So keep that in mind about whether the cost of parking might outweigh the actual savings.
Our guest this morning is Melissa Yeager from the Arizona Republic. You also mentioned in your article Sun Country and JSX. Are these other airlines that offer great discounts to Vegas?
Yeah, we've seen kind of a variety of airlines cashing in on that route. You know, we haven't had a lot of options. It's been Southwest, American flying nonstop to Vegas. And all of a sudden, we saw all these airlines, Sun Country, Frontier, adding new flights. And the one other one that offered new flights is this one called JSX. And it's really intriguing because they call themselves a hop-on semi-private airline.
Huh.
And basically, you fly out of the private Swift terminal at Sky Harbor. It's a lot quicker of a check-in process. When I did it the other day, I got to Vegas in half the time that it normally takes on a commercial flight.
Wow.
And they're flying out of these private terminals, so you have snacks while you wait, and then free cocktails on the flight, too. So the tickets I've seen on that one have ranged from about, if you catch a really good sale, about $59 each way, which is a bargain. But usually they're hovering around $129, $169 each way.
Hey, Melissa, this is JP. I have a question for you. So you're teaching us the cheapest flights that we can get on multiple airlines, but I want to know, if you've done your research and flown on all these different airlines, which airline has the biggest bathroom? Because I avoid the bathrooms like the plague on an airplane because I'm a big guy and can't fit in any of the bathrooms. So which one could I have the best chance of getting in?
That is a great question. Honestly, on those quick flights to Vegas, do you really have time for that?
Does it take care of that before or after?
Yeah, that would be my recommendation, that maybe not the best use of your time.
See, he doesn't even go to Vegas to gamble. He just likes to use the restroom in the sky.
Yeah. I mean, you do you, buddy.
Thank you for joining us, Melissa. Again, we've got Frontier, was that Allegiant, JSX, and Sun Country. Am I missing any other options?
Southwest and American fly, but we figured people are pretty familiar with those. But those are the four that we reviewed over the last week. And in a week of me flying back and forth between Vegas, I know, hardest job on the planet.
Poor thing. Did you actually spend any time there, or you just turn around and come back?
Yeah, actually had to spend a couple nights both ways because of the schedule of Allegiant. And that's one thing to point out. Some of these low-cost carriers, they don't fly every day. So that made it a little more difficult. But luckily, I have friends up there, so got to take in a show and you know, go check out some of the dining. I'm not a big gambler, but Vegas is so fun, even if you're not. So,
Melissa, we always enjoy looking at your articles. Again, you're on the Arizona Republic, azcentral.com. Thank you so much for letting us in on these deals. That's a really interesting article you put out.
hey, thanks a lot. I'm glad to talk about it. And, you know, I hope people follow me. I love to point out deals and try to help people get a great, inexpensive vacation. We all need one, right?
Where are you at on social if people want to find you?
At Melissa Yeager, but forget the E at the end on Twitter. That's the main account that I try to push deals from Sky Harbor from.